Carolyn, we've had a very intriguing question from David Crouch in South Africa. He points out that although the summer solstice is the longest day of the year, it's not actually the day with the earliest dawn. That comes some 3 weeks beforehand. The latest sunset is 3 weeks after the solstice. Now, it would seem perfectly logical and reasonable to assume that on the longest day of the year, you'd have the earliest sunrise and the latest sunset. So what's going on here?
Well, yeah, this is a very good question. So well observed, Dave. Lots of brownie points for this question. Just to say that we've experienced this in the Northern Hemisphere recently as well in December with our winter solstice, in that the shortest afternoon occurred before the solstice and the shorter morning after the solstice. In other words, the sunset starts getting later a couple of weeks before the sunrise starts getting earlier. And it's quite complicated. I mean, everything in astronomy is complicated, but it's all related to the fact that the Earth moves around the Sun in an ellipse rather than a circular orbit. And therefore, it's got to obey Kepler's laws of planetary motion, which, as I'm sure you're all aware, state that if you imagine a line joining the centre of the Sun to the centre of the planet, as the planet moves around in its orbit, that line will sweep out equal areas in equal time intervals. And practically, this means that in December, when the Earth is in the part of its orbit where it's closest to the Sun, it's also moving fastest in its orbit. And this means that the Earth also has to rotate just that little bit further to get to where the Sun is directly overhead again each day. And so you have this mismatch about the Sun actually not being overhead at noon. And this situation is, in fact, compounded by the fact that the Earth rotates about a tilted axis and the effect gets more pronounced at lower latitudes. So not only does it affect this mismatch of the shortest afternoon and the shortest morning with the solstice, certainly for winter for us, there are other effects, because we're always told that the Sun is precisely overhead at noon on every day of the year. It's not true. It's only true for about four times a year. And you have this correction you have to make between the official clock time and maybe the time you might read from a sundial. And this is known as the equation of time. And it's in fact changing fastest at the solstices.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. And thank you, David Crouch, for an excellent question. If anyone else has got any questions or comments for us, then you can get in touch by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com. We'll be right back.